Welcome to Hockey US Talks Podcast. Today, I'll be previewing the conference finals of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. In this podcast, I preview the matchups in the conference finals of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. Eastern Conference matchup. The Eastern Conference finals is between the Tampa Bay Lightning and New York Rangers. Key players in that series for Tampa Bay: Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, Andrei Palat, Alex Killorn, Anthony Cirelli, Ross Colton, Victor Hedman, Ryan McDonough, Mikhail Sergachev, and Eric Cernak. For the New York Rangers, Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider, Ryan Strome, Andrew Kopp, Frank Vetrano, Alexi Lafreniere, Capo Caco, Filip Hedo, Adam Fox, Jacob Trouba, Keandre Miller, and Ryan Lindgren. X factors for Tampa Bay: Corey Perry, and for the Rangers, Tyler Mott. The goalie matchup in this series is Andrei Vasilevskiy for Tampa Bay against Igor Shesterkin for the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers faced the Tampa Bay Lightning twice in the regular season and ended up winning both games. However, as both Toronto and Florida have found out the hard way, Tampa Bay is another animal come playoff time, and it will be way tougher to beat them in a best-of-seven series when everything is on the line. The Lightning have only faced the Rangers once in the playoffs and won the series 4-3, despite the Rangers' heroic efforts. Both teams have a lot to prove. For Tampa Bay, they want to make it back to the Stanley Cup Finals and be the first team since the New York Islanders of the 1980s to win 3 in a row. While the Rangers want to play spoiler and overcome the odds and make it to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2014. Tampa Bay showed why they are the defending Stanley Cup champions. They were completely dominant in the series against Florida and completely dictated the terms of that series. They did whatever it took to win the games, including blocking shots, and many role players stepped up to score timely goals. Nikita Kucherov did what he does best, elevating his play and elevating the play of the players that play with him, tallying 15 goals in 11 games. Andrei Vasilevskiy has returned to his Conn Smythe form from last year, which is bad for any team that has to play against him. The New York Rangers may have a fairly young roster, but their young players have gotten better as the playoffs have gone on, and their star players have stepped up when they needed them the most. Mika Zibanejad and Adam Fox lead the way in scoring for the Rangers. Zibanejad has 7 goals and 19 points, and Adam Fox has 5 goals and 18 points. Andrew Kopp has stepped up in the playoffs, tallying 12 goals in 14 games to make up for Artemi Panarin's subpar performance. Igor Shesterkin was shaky in round 1 against Pittsburgh, but against Carolina, he was stellar and was a major reason why they beat Carolina to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. He'll have to be even better against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Lightning win if they get scoring from their role players, they continue to play great defense, and get excellent goaltending from Andrei Vasilevskiy. New York Rangers win if they play great defensively in front of Igor Shesterkin, and their superstars play like superstars. My prediction is that the Tampa Bay Lightning win the series 4-2. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Western Conference matchup. The Western Conference Finals is between the Colorado Avalanche and Edmonton Oilers. Key players in this matchup for Colorado: Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Gabriel Landeskog, Nazem Kadri, Arturi Lehkonen, Valeri Nichushkin, Cale Makar, Devon Taves, Eric Johnson, and Josh Manson. For the Edmonton Oilers: Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Zach Hyman, Evander Kane, Kyler Yamamoto, Jesse Puljujarvi, Darnell Nurse, Duncan Keith, Evan Bouchard, Tyson Barrie, and Cody Ceci. X factors for Colorado: JT Compher, and for Edmonton: Ryan McLeod. The goalie matchup in this series for Colorado: Darcy Kemper, and for Edmonton: Mike Smith. This is the marquee matchup that everyone has been waiting for a long time. A matchup between two of the league's top young superstars, Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. In the regular season series, Colorado won the season series 2-1, but Colorado's two victories came in overtime, while the one win Edmonton had was a 6-3 win. Edmonton is 5-7 all-time in the playoffs against Colorado. However, it should be worth noting that those matchups came in the 90s while Colorado was a dynasty, while the Oilers barely made the playoffs. Both franchises are eager to hoist the Stanley Cup again. For Colorado, it has been over 20 years since they last hoisted the Stanley Cup. For the Oilers, it has been over 32 years since their last Stanley Cup. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl have been otherworldly this postseason. Both have the exact amount of points, 26, which is a 2.17 points per game average. For reference of how unreal this production is, the next closest player is Mika Zibanejad, who has 19 points, but he has a 1.36 points per game average. Contrary to what the hockey world thinks, the Oilers are not just a two-player team. Evander Kane has been on a tear since joining the Oilers. He has a league-leading 12 goals in the playoffs. Zach Hyman has 12 points in 12 games, including 8 goals. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has 12 points in 12 games. And they have also gotten some clutch goals from their defense as well. The Oilers got away with playing some sloppy defense at times against Calgary. If they do that against the Avalanche, things could get ugly. Everyone knows Colorado has strong offensive firepower. They are led in scoring by Cale Makar, who has 13 points in 12 games, which is the same production that Nathan MacKinnon has. Mikko Rantanen has 11 points, and Nazem Kadri has 10 points, which combined with the production from the blue line of Devon Taves, Bowen Byram, and Josh Manson, that makes Colorado's offense extremely potent. The big task for Colorado is finding a way to slow down McDavid's line, which can be near impossible at times, but I think Colorado has the personnel needed to do so. Darcy Kemper has been okay in previous rounds, but I wouldn't say he was stellar. He will need to be a difference maker in this series if the Avs want to move on. Edmonton Oilers win if McDavid and Dreisdahl dominate. They get secondary scoring and get stellar goaltending from Mike Smith. Colorado Avalanche win if their superstars dominate, get depth scoring, and get excellent goaltending from Darcy Kemper. My prediction is that the Colorado Avalanche win the series in 7 games. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. In my next podcast, I talk about my observations on the conference finals.